Penguin Random House Audio presents Time Travel, A History by James Glick. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Your now is not my now. And again, your then is not my then. But my now may be your then, and vice versa. Whose head is competent to these things? Charles Lamb, 1817. The fact that we occupy an ever larger place in time is something that everybody feels. Marcel Proust, about 1927. And tomorrow comes. It's a world. It's a way. W. H. Auden, 1936. Chapter 1. Machine. Being young, I was skeptical of the future and saw it as a matter of potential only, a state of things that might or might not arise and probably never would. John Banville, 2012. A man stands at the end of a drafty corridor, aka the 19th century, and in the flickering light of an oil lamp, examines a machine made of nickel and ivory, with brass rails and quartz rods. A squat, ugly contraption, somehow out of focus, not easy for the poor reader to visualize, despite the listing of parts and materials. Our hero fiddles with some screws, adds a drop of oil.